Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You've been out on that first great date and you think, all right, we're all good. But then you don't get a call back. You don't get a test back. It's called ghosting. It's called breadcrumbing. It's called leaving you on a ledge.
Breadcrumbing.
And then you don't know what's going on. You find yourself here with us on Second Date Update.
Yep, that's how it is.
It's exactly how it is for Teddy, too. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Thanks for calling and emailing us to be on Second Date Update here. So you went out on a date with a girl named Lisa, you said.
Yes, yeah. And now I can't really get a hold of Lisa, and I'm not sure what happened or what I did.
You know,
it seemed like everything went well. We kind of been talking for a little bit beforehand and then, you know, went out to dinner and drinks, kind of a standard first date, you know, not a lot of high pressure. And I thought things went really well. We had a good conversation over dinner and things seemed like we were connecting with each other, you know, and I feel like I'm a pretty confident and charming guy. So I'm not sure why I'm getting radio silence now.
Sure.
I really don't know what happened.
Right. Well, where did you meet Lisa, Teddy?
Just dating app, you know, we kind of had mutual interests and came across each other and I guess both liked each other's profile. And, you know, I'm still relatively new to this whole world, but we
messaged
and chatted for a bit and then, you know,
would that dating app,
first date.
Would that dating app be Tinder?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You were just kind of vague with it. So, and you're new to Tinder because you just said, F it, I got to try something else different.
Yeah.
You know, kind of wasn't having any luck with, you know, the old-fashioned stuff, I guess, and
the bar.
Seems like lots of yes, the bar,
yeah,
the
exactly.
Bar, another watering hole.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
My friends seem to have had some success with Tinder and Bumble. I think it is another one. So I said, why not?
Yeah,
I met Lisa, and I thought it was a good start. And
sure,
seems like dead end. I guess I don't know.
Aww. Well, tell us about your date. You went for dinner and drinks. I mean, was the conversation there? Were you guys connecting on a good level? Kind of describe how it went.
I feel like we were connecting on a really good personal level. You know, we were kind of sharing a little bit about our life stories and backgrounds. Nothing super heavy or whatever, you know, but sharing just a lot about who we are and things that we want to do, and kind of building on some of the conversations that we've had online about different ambitions and kind of what we want out of life. And, you know, just it seemed like a really good organic vibe. So that's why I'm really mystified as to why she doesn't want to talk anymore, because as far as it seemed from my end, we had a really good interpersonal connection.
Right.
Sure. And how did the date end? Did you get a nice kiss? Did you get a
hiccup? We had a hug and like a kiss on the cheek. And then, you know, it was a, you know, I'll definitely be in touch. And seemed like she said she had a good time.
Sure.
So, I mean, unless she just wasn't sincere about it, you know, it wasn't physical or anything, but, you know, we had a nice long hug at the end.
All right. So you You left the date with a good feeling.
I did. Yes. I walked away feeling really good about it. So.
All right. Teddy, don't say anything. We're going to call Lisa right now and see if we can't get to the bottom of this and figure out what's going on here. Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, is this Lisa?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
This is actually Marco and Krista. We're both here, and we're actually live on the radio right now on a station called 93.1 Jams here in Madison.
Did I win something?
You
did it!
Did not win anything. No, we're actually just calling because we're doing a segment called Second Date Update. I don't know if you listen, but every once in a while, we'll have somebody on that's been out on a date, and for whatever reason, not getting a call back to the person they were out with, and so we step in and try to help. And so today, we're calling for Teddy. Remember Teddy from Tinder? Tinder Teddy?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Now I really want to know.
So Tinder Teddy thought that you guys hit it off, but he's a little worried because he hasn't heard back from you.
I mean, I matched him.
Why?
You unmatched him.
I unmatched him, yeah. I'm not into him. I don't think I should be talking about it live on the radio.
Of course you do. We're all family here.
Well, yeah, it's fine. Everything's good. What do you mean? Like, what happened? Why did you unmatch? Was he, like, mean to you or something?
Fine. He was just, like, super confrontational for no reason. Like, when we got there, they gave us a table, and he's just like, no, I don't want this table. That's not going to work. And they moved us two more times.
Two more times?
He's just uptight and wouldn't compromise on anything. Like, even when we were talking, like, he was asking me what I like to do, and I was just like, yeah, I love skiing. And he's like, snowboarding is better. And I'm like, okay.
Like, calm down.
Too much.
Yeah.
It was just, he was overwhelming. He was rude to the waitress. And then the icing on the freaking cake was when he ate his food, mind you, it was fine. I looked at it. He had no problem eating it. He made a big fuss about it. It was awful, so he wouldn't have to pay. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
So when the waiter came over, waitress, he was like, this was terrible. I'm not paying you.
Right.
Yeah, but she had already, like, gotten yelled at by him a couple of times, so she was just kind of like, it's okay.
That's so, like, 1990s to do that. I remember doing that.
To be mean to people?
No, just to act like it wasn't good.
Oh,
to try not get it
That's
pay.
That never goes out of style. That's called having no money.
Oh, okay, good. Well, there's that.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so there was that, and so were you mortified, or were you just kind of, like, going with the flow?
I was like, he just, like, when it was time to leave, he was just, like, he was, like, almost forcing me into a hug, and I'm just like, let me just hug this guy so he doesn't, like, cuss me out. Go home and forget about him.
All right. So,
you know, you're a grown woman. If you don't want to hug somebody, you can just say, I don't want to hug you, okay? I wasn't forcing you to do anything. And for the record, the food was not good, okay? It took a while to figure out that it wasn't good, but I wasn't just sending it back to be an argumentative jerk, all right? I thought women liked a confident person. I'm trying to be confrontational.
Yeah, Lisa, Teddy's with us.
Sorry.
He couldn't get through to you, so we thought we'd help him.
Way to go, Marco.
But so he's saying women should like the guys that have a lot of confidence. Are you not into that, Lisa?
It's not confidence if you're just being a jerk.
Being a jerk? I'm not being a jerk by talking to you, okay? I'm not being a jerk by sending back bad food, all right?
Like, think about your aggression right now. You want to know why I'm not talking to you? Listen to how you sound. Who wants to talk to you?
I mean, who wants to talk to someone who is so, they can't even say, don't give me a hug? I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Clearly,
thank God I dodged a bullet with you.
Clearly. Okay.
When I unmatched you and didn't answer your calls, wasn't that evident that I'm like, I'm all set?
No, it was evidence that you were immature enough to say, I don't like you, okay? Because that's what us adults do, all right?
Okay, now you're fighting with me on the radio, and it's going to be harder for you to date anywhere.
Fighting words.
He's got a good name, Tinder Teddy. If
really
Tinder
does.
Teddy swipes right on you, just give him a try. So, all right, so you guys obviously just have different personalities. I mean, Teddy, you sound like a type A personality guy. You sound like you like to take control and whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of girls that might like that. And Lisa, you sound like you're the little slower speed, easier going, and just probably a little more free spirited.
And I like to pay for my meals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
I see how petty we're going to be now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I don't even know why we're going to do this, but on second date update, normally, if you want to try it back out, Lisa, if you want to go back out with Teddy, I'll offer to pay for everything. And that way, no one has to pay anything. We'll send you back out in Madison here somewhere, and you guys can re-enjoy each other, maybe reconnect. It's up to you, though.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. Normally, I have a hard time guessing on what's going to happen on these, but I kind of guessed that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure he'll find somebody else. Okay. Sorry.
Right.
I'm very sure I will. They will appreciate a confident man.
All right. See? He's got confidence already. See? Good, Teddy. You weren't shaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not at all. Unfazed. Very grateful. Hashtag blessed.
There it is.
Hashtag blessed.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
You know, you seem like good breeding stock for me.
What the actual Who says things like that to people?
You should really be more respectful when talking to me. I was paying you a compliment. You look very beautiful, and I think you are perfect to have my babies.
First of all, I am not some brute sow. I'm a human being. Telling me that I should have your babies isn't a compliment. It's just creepy.
You know, you're being very rude right now. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. I mean, we all make mistakes, right?
The only mistake was when your mom forgot to swallow. Oh, my God.
Dang.
Wow. That just happened?
That hurt.
Wow.
Hey, every woman I have ever been with has 3 orgasms a night, minimum. Let's make this happen.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Organism?
No, I said orgasm, like screaming your head off, bucking bronco style ecstasy. Now stop being dumb so I can make you
Oh my God, you rhyme. I'm so sorry. I'm just really confused. Did you mean to say organ? You know, like livers and stuff?
I said orgasm. I can't tell if you're an idiot or a bitch, but either way, it's clear you've never had one.
Okay, you did actually mean to say orgasm. You see, I was confused because there is no way in hell some fugly guy like you has ever even touched a girl, let alone made one.
Hey, I f*** girls every day. They can at least tell what a catch I am.
Sorry, your hand doesn't count.
Wow.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. Let's all go to the movies and listen to Marco and Krista do terrible impressions. We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
All right, there you go, Radio Recast. Super easy. We've recast ourselves into a movie that you should know. And the difference is we're going to be 2 brand new celebrities recasted into this movie. If you can guess, we'll give you your choice of tickets, either Comedy Club on State, Kalahari theme park tickets, or tickets to play some golf for the last, about another month or month and a half of good golfing weather.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want, we will make it happen. To keep in mind on Radio Recast, we suck at doing impressions. Terrible.
Yeah.
We already know it.
But I take pride in how well I suck.
Oh, yes.
Just
you do.
Put it out
you
there.
Take pride.
Dumb.
You do take pride in that. If it's going to be a little hard, and to make it even harder, because it's such a joke already, we have picked each other's celebrities to impersonate. So Kristen will pick mine. I have no idea what it is until right now. I've picked her. She has no idea. We will learn what they are now and try to impersonate that person in this following movie clip. Are you ready?
I'm just going to take a lucky guess that I'm a cartoon character. I'm just putting it out there.
All right. Well, you want to go? Here's the person you're going to be recasted today.
Yes. Now, before I post the starting lineup, I want to assure those of you whose names are not on the list that I'm very disappointed in you. Something was lacking. Let's call it heart.
That was Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. That's the only... excellent.
God.
That guy.
Shaw.
So that's, you'll be Mr.
Again.
Burns.
A cartoon character, because you believe I can only do cartoon characters.
I do, and I'm sure you picked a woman for me, so let's guess.
Watch, I'm going to read this thing. For decades, Shep Gordon has been one of the most beloved and respected talent managers in the music industry.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, both of our characters kind of sound the same.
The subject of the documentary, Superman.
He just sounds drunk. Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he does. He's always drunk.
Okay, so I will be Johnny Depp. You'll be Mr. Burns.
Oh, by the way, if you didn't hear in Clickworthy, supposedly he's dating Angelina Jolie right now. Woohoo!
Mr. Burns is?
No, Johnny. You're dumb.
All right, and also to help you out with this movie, the music that we play will give you some sort of a hint. 321-0931. If you can guess what movie this is, we will make you a winner.
May I please hear Mr. Burns
one more time? Mr. Burns.
Yes. Now, before I post the starting lineup, I want to assure those of you whose names are not on the list that I'm very disappointed in you.
There you go.
God, get ready for me to slaughter this.
3210 931. Okay. You want to be the first person or you want me to go?
I'll go.
All right. You can't even.
I can't.
There you go. Snug as a bug in a rug.
Grimbo?
Yeah?
I'm kind of scared about tomorrow.
You're gonna blow them out of the water.
What is that?
I guarantee it. They won't know what hit them.
Grandpa?
It's okay. What's the matter?
I don't want to be a loser.
You're not a loser, Olive. Why do you say that?
Because Dad hates losers.
Oh, my
and
God.
That's what he said.
Okay, Sylvester Stallone.
But what if I lose?
How are you the Count Dracula?
I know.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Oh. I lost my spot.
Well, I don't know. You're not a loser.
Oh. Yep. Because here you go. That is you, right?
That's me?
Yeah.
But what if I lose tomorrow?
What? Oh. Whoa. Back up a second. You can't lose. You know why? Because a real loser isn't someone who doesn't win. A real loser is someone who's so afraid of not winning, they don't even try.
How are you Dracula? You're doing
Mr. Burr. I am Count Dracula cereal at my home right now.
Oh my God, you're still
man,
up.
Man, look at that light. I mean, right. People know it. They're,
we're
going to
end
phones
it.
Are lit
boy,
up.
You went from Mr. Burr to Count Dracula.
I know, right? You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Kwanzaa this morning. Hey, Kwanzaa.
Hi.
Yes, honey.
What movie?
She's ready.
What movie?
You know, I thought I know it. It's Hotel Transylvania.
No, but you did sound like Count Dracula.
It so did.
You would think, right?
We no, went from Mr. Yeah. Burns
oh
to Count Dracula. That's
hilarious,
good. Good try. You can call back, honey, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, you've thrown everybody
I
off
know, right?
with Count Dracula. Let's get to Amber.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi,
Amber.
Oh,
what
she's
movie
got this. I
did
can
we
tell.
did we recast ourselves into this morning?
Harry Potter.
Is it Harry Potter? It is not. No, good guess, but you can try back, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, boy. This
call
might
again,
be,
love.
This might be hard. Let's get to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What movie did we recast ourselves into this morning?
Been Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Ooh, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Ooh.
No.
She got the Johnny right, but
she
no.
Got,
sorry,
and the grandpa.
Love.
Good guess. That's not it, though. Man, this is hard this morning. Let's get to Sydney. Hey, Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So what movie did we recast ourselves into here in Radio Recast?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Is it Little Miss Sunshine? Of course it is!
Yay!
Wow, are you a big fan of that movie?
Hilarious.
I've seen it a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right. I've always wanted to. I just have not yet.
That was the scene between Grandpa and Olive. We were supposed to be Johnny Depp and Mr. Burns. It turned out that we were Johnny Depp and Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
So anyway, yes. Congratulations. We have either you can go eight. You have two passes for 18 holes of golf at the Oaks if you'd like that. If you want to go to the Comedy Club on State, we have those, or Kalahari Theme Park Resort tickets, a family four pack there.
Alrighty.
You which one would you like?
Do you know which one?
I guess I'm not sure.
All right. Well, you know what? You have a second to we'll put you on hold here. We'll take some information from you and give you a chance. But first, before you go, let us know who was the worst impression today, because they have to speak us out of this thing here.
I'm sorry, Marco. I got to say Krista did it today.
You think I did worse?
No, I think you did better.
Oh!
Wow, boy, she went from Mr. Burns to Count Dracula. You like that, huh?
She believes in me.
All right, good. Hang on a second, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
did I win last week, too, or did you?
You going to call that winning?
Yes,
because let me tell you something. It's not winning.
That's funny.
That's Johnny Depp, then.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about coming up here. Yes, with the click-worthy stories. Coming up. Oh, Angelina, kiss me, because we're going out now.
Dude, if a guy talked to me like that, I'd be like, hell to the no.
Not if he was Johnny Depp.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.